Here's one of the very first songs I ever recorded.
Love song.
I'm you so much. I have the remarkably good fortune of being able to work with some of the greatest writers of all time in my... Sorry? Ah, right. Anyway, I had, as a young lad, this is called busking while he retunes my guitar, since it was horribly out of tune while I was playing that last song. Anyway, I've had such a remarkable gift in being able to work with so many incredibly talented writers, legendary writers, writers and actors and musicians and people who, if I were just to mention a few of the songs that the writer of this next song, which was a big... And you can't trick me either, can you? Anyway, the writer of this next song wrote some classic outfits with his wife then and writing partner Carole King. It's Jerry Goffin who wrote this next song. Give him a hand, he's one of the greats of all time. Aretha Franklin's Natural Woman, Drifters Up on a Roof. I mean, if I were to give you the list of hits. And he, when I was 20 years old, he wrote this song for me. I was like, wow, I'm in the world of Jerry Goffin, he's writing me a song. And it is truly, if it's not my favorite Partridge Family song, it's certainly one of them. It was top 10, I think it was the second or third single. Anyway, I re-recorded it this past year, and it's been great. It's on my latest CD, and here is the version that I really love, and a great song. I hope you guys will remember it. If you don't, think it. Yeah. show about 30 minutes ago, I did a new version of a great song that was the number one album in the world. It was my first solo album. It sold at the time 3.5 million copies.
We love you guys!
And thank God you do. Otherwise, I'd have Danny Bonaducci's career. Mixed reaction. Danny is currently serving time at the military prison. Okay, I don't know. I love the guy. He's gone a little nutty, and we just pray for him. And anyway, this is my first solo album, and it is a great song, and the lyric reflects how I feel about all of you for your incredible support from me over the last 2 years.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, I could not be here tonight, or any night, without my second family. So I'd like to introduce you to them, and them to you. Ladies and gentlemen, the fabulous, rapid, gorgeous, remarkable talent, vocalist and drummer, all the way from Ashland, Oregon, this morning. Miss Terry Bote on drums.
Here we go.
Follow me. I'll miss you as much as I can. Now we from the UK. Now live with us over here in the USA. On piano, organ, and vocals. All the way, he still rips, but he lives here with us now. Mr. Rob Cook, come on. Yeah. Now I'd like to introduce the sexiest man on the stage, ladies and gentlemen. Not to be ever confused with Butterbean. The bass player, genius, and musical direction of Mr. Frank Fabio on bass. And now, last but certainly not least, forget about you. All the way from Las Vegas, Nevada, on vocals and guitar, Mr. Matt Sully Sullivan, come on. You got so much attention in the last show, I had to take it out of the way. They are now my second family, and without them, I could not be here. Closing you a song, I'll let you know. This is how it's gonna go. Oh, there's a song I'm singing. Oh, yeah. I'm loving it, it's good. The longest song I've ever sang. Come on, get happy. Oh, well, I love this world of a ring. Make you happy. We got to give it all to you. Really love to keep you on. Something always happens and never will give up. Yeah, I'm happy with the second song. The longest song I've ever sang. Come on, get happy. Oh, I love this world of a ring. Make you happy. Love the song that's making you happy. Oh, I love this world of living, making you happy. I had a dream of being here with you, spend a little love and love for long. Something always happens when we're together. Yeah, it happens to you when we sing the song. That's the love the song that's making you happy. Oh, I love this world of living. Thank you.
Would you just listen? The sound that I have to let you know. This is you. This pillow I've been holding and kissing. And now that before I let you go.
Being here in the most fantastic place on earth. I can tell you now that this is something I've looked forward to since I was here last year. Ask him, okay. Ask him. Anyway, if you guys want to chat, please don't chat back there, okay? Trying to think. Can't multitask. Very difficult for me. So anyway, as I'm talking to you, I'm sorry. I just lost control for a moment. Anyway, this is something that I will always, always want to do, which is to be here. I first came to Disney World when my son was 6 weeks old. I've come here now 50 times, and every single time I get here, I feel this sense of joy, of happiness, and I hope that you are able to share it and that you experience it and know that the sentiment of this song is for you. God bless you, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart. It's because of you that I'm not come to guess. And this song doesn't hurt. Don't you know that I've been asleep? Fortunately, no, you're in the wrong place for that, honey. Just finished a pilot on Saturday night at 11 o'clock at night for ABC Family. It's my brother Sean, my brother Patrick, my brother Ryan, myself. The first time we have ever done anything together. I promise you, it is the best thing I have ever done. And the star, please. You're right here. They're right there. If you want to chat, please be my guest. It's the Food and Wine Festival. Anyway, my brothers and I just finished this pilot Saturday night, and it's called Ruby and the Rockets, and I hope that you all see it in the spring. It's fantastic, and I'm so proud of it. It is also with ABC Family, which is also Disney, so it's full circle, and I've come home. This is how I feel about it. Don't you know that I've been asleep down and right in the middle of the dream? Yow. I'm sleeping in the right. down in the middle of a routine. I'm calling for salvation from something that keeps knocking at my brain. Before I go insane, I hold my pillows in my head. I spit out in my bed, shooting out the words I'm getting. This morning, I woke up with this feeling. I didn't know how to deal with it. So I just decided to myself, I'd hide it to myself. And I never talked about it, but didn't I only shout it? You want to see my
Thank you.